your personality and your joy comes out in what you are doing, and people want to be around good energy. If you love what you do, people will see that and you will be trusted because you are in it. You're supposed to be doing that with your life.
You are listening to celebrity and world traveling chef Ashley Del Rosario. During the pandemic, in the most scariest time, Ashley decided to quit her job and follow her passion. In this episode, she talks about fear, taking a leap of faith that led her to having her dream business. This episode is for those who want to pivot in their career or business and how to push through even when you're scared or don't have everything planned out. So the question is, how do entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and experts scale to create a massive business all while having fun and impacting lives? Welcome to The Raquel Show. I'm your host, Raquel Quinette, business coach, real estate entrepreneur, investor, wife, and sports mom. This podcast will give you real quick tips, strategies, tools, and inspire you to help you play bigger in business and in life. Are you ready? Let's grow to the next level. Welcome to The Raquel Show. This show is for entrepreneurs who want to play bigger in business and in life. And today, I have a very special guest that is someone that I absolutely adore. And I would say my family loves and adores. She's been instrumental to our lives. She was on my vision board for like 4 or 5 years before she even knew it, before I even found her. I remember that when we decided to have each other in our worlds, I had like my own limiting belief of like, what do I tell people? I have this amazing chef that cooks for us and like, what are they going to say? But let me tell you, it's been an absolute blessing in our world, in our lives. And as you know, my kids are athletes and, you know, me going through drive-throughs or feeling guilty of not being able to feed them properly, I found this amazing woman and she launched her business in 2020. In the craziest time, as we know, it was the pandemic time and her business continues to thrive. I couldn't be any more excited for her. She's traveled the world to cook for so many different people, retreats, celebrities, and we'll soon, she's got some special news and we'll see if she shares it. I'm excited for my dear friend and all the things that she's up to. Welcome to the show, Ash Del Ro. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Excited to be here today.
We're going to kick it off with like my question of the day, right? You are living your dream today. And I want to know, when did you first become passionate about what you're doing?
Oh my goodness. I'm definitely living my dream right now. Kind of built my dream life in a way, and it's still changing every single day. But my passion, like I think my true love for what I'm doing and just everything kind of blossomed. I would say, honestly, God, I started 2020, but I think I really knew that I was really getting in deep with what I'm really meant to be doing and like my calling, I guess. So I'm getting in deep with my calling and I knew that I was on the right path probably 2 years ago, I would say. Kind of around the time I met you.
You know, and that's really interesting because even when we met, you took a bold move that at that time in the pandemic. And there are a lot of people probably listening to this episode or listening to the show right now going like, I wish I could do XYZ, but I'm scared to take that leap of faith. And as you think about that moment in your life, like what advice or how did you know or what fears, if you had any, did you have to overcome to get here?
I think everyone is going to have a money fear, you know, financials, you're going into something brand new you've never done before, or it has never been done before, period. If you're starting something brand new business. So financials, obviously kind of scary to just kind of trust yourself and just hope you make money. And honestly, I feel like I knew deep down that I was supposed to be cooking. I was supposed to be in my like zone of genius. You know, I was supposed to be doing something other than a 9-to-5, other than being in an office. And I brainstormed for probably 2 years, you know, about ideas and things that I wanted to do before I actually took the leap. And I should have taken the leap sooner, I would say, because it really did work out. If you have your personality and your joy comes out in what you are doing, and people want to be around good energy. If you love what you do, people will see that and you will be trusted because you are in it. You're supposed to be doing that with your life. And so I would definitely just say, believe in yourself and trust. If that's what your passion is, like, go for it with all your heart, you know?
Let's talk about limiting beliefs for a second. Did you have any, and like, what limiting beliefs, if you do, like, did you have to overcome?
I would say, you know, I already knew there were private chefs everywhere over here. I feel like I was like, people are already doing this. People have this idea already. What is going to make me stand out? What's going to make me so special? And so I would think those things and I would start to meditate. So I've been meditating for a long time now and just kind of grounding myself. And just, I think that it's helped me just have the trust in myself. And you can't think about anybody else because you are your own person and no one is you. You have to literally just believe in yourself 100%. And it's hard sometimes, but it's just what you have to do. And you have to just say, kind of screw everybody else. Like, nobody's going to do what I can do.
I love it. And I love your energy around it because I know that a lot of people could probably relate to what you just said. Were there people that supported you, or as you look back, were there people that encouraged you that kind of helped the process?
I would say yes. And I've gone through so much since I started, and you've been there every step of the way. I've called you crying before. And so it's just, you know, my ex-husband, he was very supportive. My family's been very supportive, my mom, my sisters, you know, everyone around. But I, when I started, did not have, you know, my sisters really around, my mom, everybody's out of state. So I've been here in Arizona by myself since 2010 and just kind of doing life by myself in a way. But I have had a lot of support. And I would say Lindsay Schwartz as well with Powerhouse Women really kind of catapulted me and like, I would say catapulted on social media. So when she posted on her story about me, you found me that way. Mm-hmm. So I would say Lindsay's been a major, major support for me. And when I started, for sure.
Yeah. She has been a major support in like the woman space. I never even knew it existed. She was my first mentor. So I'm so glad that Lindsay connected us. And so my next question for you is, what has been the most challenging thing you've had to overcome during this journey?
Knowing that there's a lot more behind the scenes and, you know, it's hard to do by yourself, everything, because starting a business is not just, oh, I'm going to go and cook and have a great time every single day. It's a lot more than that behind the scenes. And even keeping up with social media, trying to keep up with emails, trying to keep up, you know, taxes and all of these important, you know, things behind the scenes is very hard to do alone. And so that's been hard to just take in and realize like, wow, you can't do this alone. Like there's got to be other things in place to really make this a successful business long term.
So what's one thing in your business that you didn't expect?
One thing I did not expect, and I'm going to go positive with this. Like you can either go negative or positive with this question. And I just think of the positives. I think of me knocking off two things on my bucket list, I would say, cooking for celebrities. And I would say filming with a certain program for being on TV. So I'm not going to say anything else about it, but stay tuned on that part. But it's going to be very exciting this next year. And yeah, definitely unexpected and so, so freaking excited about it.
I'm like, I have chills right now just even thinking about it because I have the privilege of knowing, and I knew when she went, and I'm excited. And I think my kids are excited, and they're also nervous at the same time because they're going to lose Miss Ash, is what they say. Oh. Right? And so I'm excited because just to see where your journey is, and just to see the fact that you are living what, like, you were set to do, what you were meant to do, and you're in your purpose, and like all these opportunities are coming to you. And I'm curious, since you are a chef, when you go to a restaurant, fun question, or somebody's home, what's the first thing you notice about food?
Oh my goodness. It's so funny because everybody asks me that, like, oh, are you that person that's like so nitpicky about their food and like dissects it? And I'm like, no. So that's about me. Like, I appreciate the industry so much. I never like really super criticize anything, and I just am there to enjoy, like, but the first thing I notice, such a funny question to me, honestly, but like, is my food like hot? Like, has it been sitting around over there for a while? Like, I'm like, okay, I'm very simple when it comes to going out to eat. Like, I love my staples. I love like simple, like going to Zip Sports Bar is like honestly one of my favorite places.
I went there for the first time ever last week.
Oh my gosh. Just simple stuff. I love like a good dive bar and just like to sit and enjoy and relax. I don't like anything too stuffy most of the time, but you know, I will say I do want to check out Etta, the new restaurant down the street.
Me too. So, it's on my bucket list.
I appreciate like the cocktail, you know.
I love it.
I love being at home, honestly.
I love it. You've cooked for celebrities. You've traveled the world. What do you think has been your biggest surprise, or what's something that you've learned about yourself during this new endeavor that has like grown like wild?
Okay. First off, it is insane that I started in 2020 and that I've done so many things that I never dreamed of doing. And I feel like I'm lucky that I can be my true authentic self every single day. And it just brings joy to people. And I'm happy every day doing it. It's been a huge learning curve, like for me, just trying to make my own life and doing it my own way. And it's just been a mystery every step of the way trying to navigate. But I've learned that I can go with the ebbs and flows of the day-to-day life. And, you know, going through divorce, family things that happen that you deal with, I think I'm very in tune with myself and my emotions. I don't know, like going with the flow of things is like what I've learned about myself that I don't freak out about. Like I love going into a new space. I love going to a new place in the world and cooking and figuring it out. And it's kind of nice not to, I was telling you earlier, not to have structure. Like I don't function well with structure in my life, and I like to just figure it out and just go with the flow every day. And I think that's what makes me kind of set apart from other chefs, is that I don't mind just going like and flying off the seat of my pants and just going anywhere at any time.
Yeah. You know, I love that you say that. And I'll tell you, for those that are listening, Ash is so good that she could go with the flow. I gave her a challenge to come with us to our first ever women's retreat out in Turks and Caicos. I'm like, hey, you up for a challenge? We're like going to go out of the country and you're going to be able to cook for all these beautiful, amazing women. And she's so talented that even when I find something in the morning, it's like at our house, like cooked and everything. And that's what I love about you, is that you can go with the flow. You can make things happen too at the same time.
Yeah, it's been a wild journey, like discovering that about myself, because I've always had that structure. I was at a 9-to-5 before this. But I just knew deep down, I was like, no, I can totally do this. This is what I'm meant to be doing. I love cooking. I love being around people, talking with people, being social. And, you know, hopefully, like, I didn't know, I didn't expect to do this much traveling, but obviously it's like a dream. Like, I want to travel for my job. I would see Anthony Bourdain traveling the world and be like, I want that job. And it's like, I've kind of created my own little mini version, mini world of traveling for my job in a way. That's and so amazing. I'm just so glad that I felt that deep down and that I can do it. And it's like, this is it. Like, I want to be doing this forever.
I love it. So what's the best advice that someone has given you?
It always comes down to don't listen to negative people. Protect your energy and surround yourself with positive people that want to help you rise up. Like, so it's just don't, you know who your friends are. So it's really apparent when people start to say certain things, or you can feel a negative shift in some people around you in your life, and you just cut it out, and that's all. So just cut out anything negative and, you know, keep on keeping on and keep pushing to what you want and for your life.
You are such a light of energy. What is it that you do to protect your energy, to be ash, you know, to radiate the world, not only with food, but with your personality?
Honestly, love me a good bubble bath and some whiskey at nighttime. But no, I honestly, like, I do focus on meditating. I try and meditate every single day when I wake up. Yesterday, it was so funny. I meditated for like 30 minutes, but I was like halfway asleep. I was like out of my head. It was so amazing. So I would say meditation is huge, and reading. I love to read a good book, but if I feel like I need to stay at home and I don't want to, you know, go out, there's a birthday party or there's a friend saying, hey, let's do this, I'm not afraid to say no for me. And I know if I need downtime and I need to recharge my batteries, I'm not ever afraid to say no. And that's a big, big part, I think, of how I can really have my energy for those moments when I know I need to show up.
Yes. I love that. Like, you're so grounded and the boundaries that you set in place, because you do give off a lot of energy, even when you do these retreats or you do these bachelorette parties or just cook for a lot of people all at once. And you mentioned books. So what books would you recommend?
Oh my goodness. Right now I'm in the middle of The Power of Now. I did read just a good one 2 weeks ago. And it's funny, my boyfriend's mom sent it to me and it was absolutely incredible. I read it in, I don't even know, a couple of days. It's called Ichigo Ichi. And it's about living in the moment, making every moment special because it's never going to happen again. Mm-hmm. And it's so, it's really how I live my life too. You know, you enjoy every single day. You never know what's going to happen tomorrow. And you never know if you don't say yes to those opportunities. So you just never know. And you enjoy every single day, every single second.
Well, I definitely say thank you for saying yes to exploring and cooking for my family. Thank you for saying yes to Turks and Caicos. I'm excited to keep thinking about what's next. And so what's next for Ash?
Oh my goodness. What's next? What is next? I never know.
What are you excited about? Like, what is something that you're working on that you're excited about?
Right now I'm just very excited that I have my first full-time client. He's a professional athlete. And so it's been really interesting to get to know him and just get to know my new day-to-day. So he's on vacation right now, but he comes back. And so we're going to get into the swing of things again. But as far as like what's next and what I'm excited about right now, just I have many other retreats and travels on the books, which is always amazing to get to see new parts of the world that I've never been to. So grateful for all of the women in my life that, you know, trust and believe in me to feed their people, to bring me along to these experiences. So I can never be, you know, more grateful for that. But what's next for me as far as like business and things like that is like, do I want to expand? Am I happy staying here where I am? I really don't know.
Oh my gosh. So how would you define success?
Success is waking up every day happy. Honestly, it's not about money. Mm-hmm. Success is not about money. Success is about waking up happy, being healthy, and just knowing your joy in what you do.
So if people wanted to connect with you, you know, they wanted to hire you for a retreat, where can they connect with you?
Okay. So best way to connect with me is going to be through email. Always email. Like, I think DMs and Instagram get lost a little bit. So always just delrocaterco@gmail.com.
And we will definitely put it in the show notes. And as we wrap up, there's always one question I do ask all of our guests that come on the show is, what is one thing that Ash does to play bigger in business and in life?
Ooh, one thing to play bigger. Oh my gosh. I feel like to play bigger, and one thing I do is, laughing at this. It's so stupid, but I feel like it's honestly being my true self. And I don't care if I'm weird, if I'm dorky, I feel like being your true authentic self is playing bigger in what you do and not being afraid to be you, not being afraid to make your own decisions and trusting yourself. Like, that's huge. I feel like me putting out my personality has really, that's what it is that helps me every single day.
Oh, so good. So stay tuned, everybody, because you're going to see her personality on TV soon, whenever that is. And I'm sure you guys will all know, because I'll probably put it on my story. So Ash, thank you so much for being on our show and being a part of my life, our lives, our family's lives. I appreciate you so, so, so much. And I'm excited to keep playing bigger with you.
Oh, I'm excited. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode and hanging out with me today. If you're loving The Raquel Show and you've gotten value from it for your business or your life, please don't forget to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. I'd love to connect with you further, so text me at www.textraquel.com and send me a message. You'll be added to our VIP list for updates and special events we're hosting for our community. I look forward to hanging out with you on the next episode.